The committee got the chance to look at the minutes?
Yes, I'll make a motion.
Second that.
Okay, motion made by Lynn Archer, second by Peter Lauren. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. All right,
Well, then, congratulations on your reelection.
You had a lot of work.
It was a hard time.
It was actually fun.
Legislator Jim Maloney is here tonight to give thanks for some work that he's done in his district. Jim?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate your time. I won't take up too much of your time. I just want to come and say thank you to the commissioners for the great work that was done on Schofield Road. If you take that back to Mr. Whitaker and find the product, that is perfect. And Ken, if you take it back sure, to the executives, please, I will be sure to do it. Let them know it came back to the council.
How do you with that big rainstorm that we just had?
The big rainstorm, the water was, it handled it, I'm going to say perfectly. Was it full? Yes. Right up to the... But if it can handle that, that's...
It's for full.
It would have been in everybody's yard if that wasn't that. Didn't act one of the... But thank you, everyone.
Thanks, Jim. I think what we're going to do tonight, we're going to take these resolutions out of order, and we will go to the hot topic resolution. We have many people here to weigh in on this resolution. It's resolution number 446. Resolution number 446, amending the electric vehicle charging station policy to require a fee for use. Now, we have people here from the executive office who want to address us, Beatrice Savannah, Ken Crennel, and Amanda LaBelle. So, Thank you. We'll start with you.
I hot off the presses at 5:95 to 5. I had my staff bring up here a memo and legal opinion that I did previously on this issue to the comptroller. And they're in your boxes, and I emailed them.
How did you say,
do we have a copy?
I have one.
And I have extra copies here. So, for the record, obviously, I'm calling it 448. I don't know where I got that. Maybe it was 448 at one time, but it is 446. But I do reference it as amending the electric vehicle charging station policy to require a fee. So I had a meeting with the comptroller. And the county...
Does anybody have a copy of that? Because I haven't, other than email that.
No, maybe not. Okay. That's his opinion that you have.
Yeah.
The comptroller's opinion. They're in your boxes, or there's envelopes for all of you with hard copies. They were delivered about 5 to 5 this afternoon.
Yeah, I didn't get a copy until then, so okay.
I didn't get it until today. And so let me continue. So in September, the comptroller, September 16th, he met with the county executive and me, with one of his staff, and he presented me with his draft opinion about whether or not these could be charged or not, and whether if they were not charging, whether or not it was a violation of the state constitution, gifting, and prohibition.
Okay. Hold back the point. I'm the attorney for the legislature. I haven't had an opportunity to review this. And this is not the first time this has happened.
Okay.
Well,
we're going to address this. We'll be addressing that. Okay? I would just like for me to be able to continue.
Not a problem.
All right? I have one person talk at a time in my meeting, but I don't want no circuit to that. So, when B gets done talking, then Kathy, you can have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And so we met, and he gave me a draft, and he said, respond to it, which I did. On October 5th, I did respond and did my legal research and advised him that I did not concur with his opinion. I wrote an opinion. It's in your packet. The October 5th opinion to him is in your packet. And the key issue here is whether or not this particular issue of not charging promotes the county, okay, and whether or not it's an incidental benefit to private individuals, okay. And so I did my legal research, I found case law, and I found comparisons in other areas, and Amanda can speak to that as well, but there are other municipalities that do not charge.
Mm-hmm.
The benefit to the county, obviously, is tourism, economic development, and of course, the environment. I presented my opinion to him, and I heard yesterday that he had another opinion out, okay, and I saw in the resolution that there was a reference to he says, where it has been determined by the Legislative Council and Ulster County Comptroller that the manner in which electric is currently being offered is unconstitutional and corrective action should be taken. As a county attorney and as a sole legal advisor, I must respectfully disagree with that. The issue of whether or not something should be charged or not has come up in the past with the Comptroller. In late last year, He had this issue where he wanted the comptroller to pay for 25 tickets for students and their family at a chamber breakfast at the tune of $450. At the time, I asked him to give me information so that I could determine whether or not really was this something that promoted a public purpose and was it an incidental benefit. I haven't gotten anything until this day. Okay, so I was forced to write an opinion to him telling him that this should not be a county charge. Okay. Unfortunately, he had promised the chamber that the county would pay. So we had a claim against the county for the money, and we had to pay it. There's a theory of account stated, which I use, which is a legal theory that says if someone gets a benefit and you fail to pay them, then you still have an obligation. Okay. After that, I was approached by Joe Ariel in January of 2015, and he wanted me to render an opinion that the calendars and the photograph that was part of the contest that took place here last year for the cover of your booklets should not be paid by the county. And he gave me the bills from the legislature. And so I sat with him. He didn't want a written opinion, but you'll see in my opinion here, I've attached his notes and everything he gave me at the time. At the time, I told him, same thing, that this did not arise to something that has to be charged for. There is a public purpose for this, and the benefit is incidental, and there's case law that says that this can be done. I mean, you could also bring the directories in that we all give out for free, okay? Should we be giving them out for free, or should we make people pay for them? And it was my opinion that no, that's not the case. These are things that promote a public purpose, and the benefit is incidental to the county. So then we get to the next stage, and here we are with this issue about the electric charging station. Again, I rendered an opinion to him, and it's in here. And I advised him that, went through the history of all of the things that had happened, and advised him that I didn't agree with him, that the county could offer this use free of charge, okay? The benefit promotes the public purpose. I have New York State research in, what is it, vehicle tourism. I don't know if you've seen it, but we can provide you with copies of it. There's extensive language in there about how this promotes tourism and how counties and cities and towns should promote it, as well as economic development and, of course, the environment, because we can't forget the environment. No matter how small it is, it's still part of us doing our share to address emissions and everything else. The other issue is, if we pursue this, then we should stop people from plugging in their laptops and their telephones and anything else that they have in chambers, because they're getting electricity free. Mm-hmm. And to me, that promotes a public purpose. You want the public in there. You want the press in there, because it promotes a public purpose. It advertises the county. It advertises what the county's doing, and it promotes the county. And the benefit is incidental. Amanda will tell you that, in my opinion, which was done in October, she will tell you what the cost has been. But at that point, it had been less than, for 3 months, it had been less than $100 for the county. We received the equipment through a grant. It was installed by the county's workforce. So the issue isn't whether or not we need to recoup any money for what we pay for the equipment. But we have an agreement with New York Charge, and she's going to tell you about that agreement, as to what we must do with these charging stations. You also have to understand that these charging stations are not just for the benefit of somebody coming in, a tourist or someone else plugging in, but we're also getting ready for our new fleet that's coming in. And Commissioner Quansky and Amanda will tell you about that. Okay. We have a goal. We have a green fleet policy, and we intend to meet that goal. So I would suggest that you not adopt this resolution as amended at this point. The other issue, we can get into a charter issue, but I didn't even want to go down that road at this point, which is whether or not it's operations or policy. Okay? Because I think this is enough, okay, to satisfy your questions and your interests. And I know there's a lot of paper here, but I've also collected some of the comments on
no, Kathy's going to have the floor next, would be it done.
Comments on Facebook and pictures taken outside there with different people who came and told us how they came to the county. They parked there, they charged, they spent money, they went to restaurants and did other things. So, and this is what we're attempting to do. We're attempting to boost our economic development in this county. And tourism is the vehicle for that.
In light of everything you have said, the only thing I can say is, at this point, is that at 4:45 or 5:00 tonight, from that point down, this is an awful lot. I know for me as a chairman, I'm not a lawyer to digest, to make a decision on what you're bringing forward. You know, it's a very short period of time, and, you know, that's my feeling on that for now. Okay? Kathy?
I unfortunately, I've been preparing for a trial. I didn't get an email, so Krista sent it to me. I perused it very briefly. I'm not blaming D at all. That's not what I'm doing. But generally, for me to give an opinion on something, I would have to kind of read it, look at the cases, et cetera, et cetera. My opinion was delivered some time ago, and I believe Elliot was also. I have not been given the courtesy, frankly, of the back and forth between you and Elliot that you said occurred in October.
The opinion was to him, and he wanted to share it with
me. I understand.
And I told him that. Okay.
You saw, I was here yesterday, you saw me. I didn't know it was coming. We certainly could have discussed it, as you've asked me to do.
I just started it today.
Okay. That being said, I really, unfortunately, and I apologize, it wouldn't be appropriate for me to give any sort of opinion.
May I have a copy of your opinion?
I don't have it with me. I'm sure you can get it from Victoria or...
Okay.
Absolutely. I would have assumed, since you've been given copies of everything else I've ever done, that you would have gotten it.
I didn't get a copy. And I try to keep you guys in the loop.
Understood. That being said, I stand by my opinion. He and I disagree 180 degrees on certain points that I've later heard her talk about verbally. I would just like a chance to respond. But I both Mr. Ragucci and I, and I haven't discussed it with Erica, but Mr. Ragucci and I stand behind the memo that I authored. We believe it is inappropriate under both the state constitution and case law. And that's really all I can say at this point. But I would like to be able to respond in a more appropriate and professional fashion. And to review it.
I just say something before Amanda takes over for me, but you know the key words that we kept using was incidental benefit to the public. You know, to a private, incidental benefit to a private individual when you're promoting a public purpose. And we're talking that since July, since we started, we've spent $137.40 for people to charge their cars. It's been Amanda has looked through a lot of information, but you'll see from the data that it's quite a few users. That we're spending basically $1 a day for people to charge their vehicles. They're coming from metropolitan New York City. We actually had a person charged 2 weeks ago from West Hollywood, California. He was here for the film festival. Like this is again, it's cutting edge. City of Rochester has taken a big leap in this as well. They've had big leaps like this on time. Amanda and we had checked. They have 24 charging stations in the city of Rochester, free of charge. They spent about $3,000 since they began this process, the public dollars to promote their environmental initiative there. So,
Now, Amanda, what you have to say, is it very lengthy, or is it something that you can give us in writing?
It's all in writing, but I would like to just... I'll pass with that. There's two things in particular I wanted to go over. This is a summary. This is an excerpt from Electric Vehicle Tourism Study.
We've already started a project, and this came out with everything that we thought. We've heard everything we were trying to accomplish, so that's a bit about that.
So the first one, the first debate with all the bar charts. We've chosen to use a service called ChargePoint as the vendor for the electric vehicle charging station. And it allows us a great deal of data about exactly how much electricity is being used, how many people are using the stations, what the environmental benefits of those, that usage is, as well as where these folks are coming from. So I printed four different charts from the ChargePoint.
Just a question. Sure. When you say it's the vendor, is it the equipment, or do you have a service that maintains the equipment?
It's
the operating system.
The electronics are produced by Leviton. The vendor that operates the charging station is ChargePoint.
And do we have a monthly service fee?
Through this grant, it is 4 years paid for by the
state. Okay, thank you.
So the first one is the first chart here is to give you a sense of how frequently the stations are being used. So since the 1st of July, when we've had the stations came online and were provisioned, we've had 223 sessions. And you can see that it's picked up, it's kind of steadily going up, but now seems to have hit a nice plateau as we get into November here. But you can see that we're averaging usually at least one to two charging sessions a day, sometimes more, particularly on the weekends when we have more kind of tourist traffic. We have 9 different sites that have stations. The ones that are used most frequently right now are definitely the ones Ellenville, the courthouse, and the county office building. Those are by far the biggest uses. Some of the other stations will be used more as we have police vehicles at charge, but for right now, we're seeing the places that are in walkable public areas.
And we have a total of 9 charging stations countywide?
We have 9. Each one of them has two chargers,
okay.
So you could charge 2 vehicles
at the same time.
Okay. Essentially every county facility, except there is one at the Coleman calls, but everywhere else. Kingston and Orville, and then Amanda's working with the community college right now. They're learning from the
office.
Same grant opportunity. Second chart, first page, very similar, but this is the cumulative energy use. So you can kind of see daily, where we're getting, how much energy, how many kilowatt hours are being delivered, and then what that means cumulatively. Cumulatively, it's been about 1,300 kilowatt hours, and again, using an average of around 10 cents a kilowatt hour delivered, that's $137 of electricity. On the second page, I do want to point out the first chart is a little bit different. It's average length of time somebody charges. And this has come up as kind of a point, are people going to charge all day because it's free, or are they going to just, park there and sit there? What you can see from this graph, and it's a little harder to, it's a histogram. So across the bottom are the, in 15-minute increments, the length of time for a charging session. And where you cross that 50% line in the middle would be the average charging session length, and that's an hour and a half. So on average, people are there about an hour and a half.
Can I just interrupt with the...
Sorry, are you...
Got it. Now, the actual station where they can charge,
mm-hmm.
You're saying people are concerned if the car is going to be here all day.
Yeah.
Now, could they make it that you can't park there at all, that the spot is totally strictly there for the charging?
Well, as you recall, a couple of months ago, the legislature adopted a policy. Okay. The intention of that policy was to limit the spaces for electric vehicles only,
okay. And
limit their time spent to 2 hours. But in the rush to get it done, the policy doesn't do that. What the policy says is that somebody with an electric vehicle can park there for as long as they want. Someone with, like, I drive a Jeep, so if someone with a non-electric vehicle, I can park my Jeep there for no more than 2 hours.
Oh, for no more than 2 hours.
I think in the rush to pass it.
It's
got to be corrected at some point. I know it's a topic that the
that's a big topic.
Yeah, because I think it would be a good policy to say only electric vehicles should be here.
But what we're seeing so far is that doesn't seem to be a problem, that they're staying there too long. And what's nice is that we get so much data from ChargePoint that we're able to monitor this, and I don't think have to rush into making decisions on what exactly those policies need to be until we have the data to support a decision. The last chart here is greenhouse gas avoidance, which again, even in the you are getting grid-produced electricity. You do buy renewable energy credits, so, all the electricity we're providing is renewable energy. But even if you were to use regular grid-produced electricity, driving an electric vehicle mile per mile is much cleaner as far as emissions goes than an internal combustion engine. And so the benefit of that is greenhouse gas emissions avoidance and kind of, what that would mean as far as how many gallons of gas you're not burning. So that's what this summarizes. And then this page is kind of the data and the numbers. So again, same thing with electricity. This is about $137 worth of electricity. It's averaging to about just over a dollar a day. We average about 6 kilowatt hours per a charging session. Again, that's a little bit over 60 cents, and the average session is around an hour and a half. So really, just to give the rest of the discussion some context as far as what we're really talking about as far as numbers, this isn't a tank of gas. It's not even a gallon of gas. It's somewhere around 60 cents. And then down here, you'll see these are through the charge point again, the zip codes of the drivers that we're seeing. So it's not just that we're shrinking, we're attracting people from out of the area. But you can see quite a few of these zip codes, Connecticut, New Jersey, upstate New York, western New York, a lot from the lower Hudson Valley, as well as Pennsylvania, California. So we have about 32% of our users are from outside of Ulster County. So that's a significant number of the stations that are achieving the goals of tourism. And it's a really neat project in that you get to install infrastructure that supports the DPW fleet and our county fleet. It supports workplace charging so that people have a clear way of commuting to work, because a significant part of our overall greenhouse gas emissions footprint is from employees who live to work. It supports people locally who are driving electric vehicles, because as soon as you add in, they've done studies on this, as soon as you add in a denser network and more spread out of charging stations, people are more apt to use electric vehicles. And then it supports regional transportation, regional electric vehicles, and tourism. So you find very few projects that have this many layers of benefit. The other document here is this the NYSERDA electric vehicle tourism study. This is actually, Ken has a full copy of the report here. It's about an NDP report. But what I think the point is here is that this was published, it says June here, but it wasn't released until September. They're just on the edge of starting to describe how you can use this same theory of geographically spread network of charging stations to attract people who are looking for places to drive their electric vehicles,
You know, there are all sorts of price points for electric vehicles, but, you know, as far as the cars that we're seeing from out of the area, a lot of them are higher end. You know, they're pretty pricey cars. And when you look at the average cost for that charging session, you know, 60 cents or so, we make 4% sales tax back on that on a $15 lunch tab. You know, no less,
right,
including the economic multipliers of what that does for local businesses when those people are in. Just today, I was coming over for a meeting, and there was a car I hadn't seen before charging. And they asked that. I was talking to the parking guard, and they were like, oh, he stopped in. He said he was going to go out for lunch, you know, in his car. So,
did you have anything you wanted to ask?
No, because I didn't really know we were going to visit this. I would have loved to have
it. I'd like to get some from the legislature. Kevin?
Amanda, I'm going to direct most of these at you. You said we have 9 stations throughout the county. Did they all go in at the same time?
I mean, there was a couple weeks, you know, but about a month.
Okay. Out of that 223 users, is that the 9 stations?
That's the 9 stations, yeah.
Okay. So the question that we have is that do we want to charge or
no, we're not
charge
the bottom line?
Right. In other words, is it a benefit or isn't it? So, you know, and I get the point that it's, you know, it's only costing us $107, but and they're going to come up here. I don't think by charging pennies to these people, and I'm not saying I'm for charging people. I'm just, you know, this is Kevin, just interrupting it. It would cost us more for accountants who makes, remember, every full-time employee at a county makes more than $15 an hour. Even have our lowest level account clerk do the accounting to go do the billing to follow up on the $100 would cost far more in staff time and resources to collect a minimal amount of money.
Most of that would be automatic when you get it set up.
I think that point too is that part of the reason, you know, this is an emerging technology. The electric vehicle sales are picking up, but it's still something that's kind of new. And so when people see a car charging there and see somebody plugging in, they're like, what's that? You know, they see the equipment there. They see somebody charging.
I get that, but charging them to a few pennies to plug in isn't going to...
But everywhere, NYSERDA that through this program, you know, they get all the data that... for all these charging, they have our data. That's part of the grant. They get to look at the data from all these different charging stations. One of the ways they've coded when they do their analysis is whether or not somebody charges a fee or whether it's offered for free.
Yeah.
The usage and the number of times you get people charging at the station goes up 3 times if it's offered for free. So I think if, you know, and one of the kind of purposes of this is that as a demonstration project, you're going to increase the number of times you have somebody there that somebody else can see and say, oh, what's that? Is an electric vehicle that's charging in? You know, what's that? I don't want one. You know, what's the benefit?
The point is they got to charge no matter what. So whether it's free or they got to pay, they still have to charge.
Oh.
Am I correct?
I mean, if there's a fee to plug in.
Yes.
The rate of people that they get at these stations goes down 2/3.
I would like to move this along.
Yeah, we're good. We're
do you have any more questions?
Just one more. How did you pick the 9 spots? And do you have to be on county property to get the NYSERDA grant? Can you do it anywhere?
I do not.
Okay.
The 9 spots were basically every publicly every accessible with the exception of the pool property that we had. And again, it was meant to set up the infrastructure to support the county fleet, and then also a lot of these areas do kind of double duty because they're also in walkable neighborhoods or other places where people might have business.
Okay. We've spoken to several properties over the large resorts. How can you help us get the grant? For example, we need one down in Platte Hill. We need one at Milton. We need, you know, there's some tourist destinations there that once we get going, we want to partner with other municipalities and some of the larger tourist properties to help them get
Manager, do you have something?
Yeah, just
Two things and a suggestion. One is, it's my understanding that in addition to doing the math, that the if we charge the fee, that then we would be charged a processing fee, just like when you use your credit card. And in the end, it would be a wash. So, you know, I think we should consider that. The and I'm going to say in terms of benefits, since I have one of these cars, I can drive 13 to 15 miles on a charge that takes about an hour. So there is a real benefit, but it's not, as Amanda and Ken and others have said, it's not loading up my tank with gasoline. It's not giving me anything. It's giving me 45 cents worth of electricity that, because I've invested in an electric vehicle, and also the county's going to be putting up a lot of electricity, solar power to generate electricity as well as the RECs. My recommendation is we have a NYSERDA grant in, what is it, 4 years? At the end of that time, we'll have lots of data and we'll be able to make an informed policy. The reason I didn't say anything about the rushed, extremely rushed, you know, on the floor, can we change this to that? Nobody had a chance to review it, and people voted on it without really knowing what they were voting on. And I just said, okay, well, if it means I can park here for unlimited time, why should I raise the issue? It wasn't done correctly. And rather than try to tweak it, why don't we take advantage and appreciate the fact that we have a grant, gather data, take time, and then create a policy, whether it includes a fee or not. By then, we'll have enough experience to make an informed decision. But to try to charge a fee when we're going to also be charged a processing fee just doesn't make sense unless the county really is legally at risk. And we have different attorneys with different opinions on that.
I just wanted to say this. Sincerely, I think you guys are absolutely correct. I am absolutely not, it makes sense what you say, all that stuff. We believe the New York State Constitution is unwise in this area, but it is the New York State Constitution. The New York State Constitution prevents you from giving a government from giving away free stuff unless there is a direct correlation to something else, a benefit. A calendar has a benefit. I think it's sophistry to say that it promotes tourism. And I'll be more specific than another memo report. You know what? I wasn't discourteous to you, and I would deserve you not to be discourteous to me. I'm not saying what you say doesn't make sense. What I'm saying is the founding law is the law. Here's the distinction, I think. Promoting tourism would mean that somebody comes to Ulster County because there's a free charter station. Look, that's just tortured logic. I don't think anybody goes, hey, honey, let's go to Ulster County. They have free charter stations. So what I would ask is, as much as in California or Texas or wherever you said somebody came from, I would just ask, that I have an opportunity to respond to these memos. It's obviously well-researched. I don't agree with it, but it's obviously well-researched and well-thought out. I would just like the opportunity to respond to this.
Just one quick thing, I know you're here, actually to that point specifically, it has to be the opinion or several materials we've received, people on social media and other things that said, oh my goodness, look what they're doing in Ulster County. This was the best one. This was an email from a guy who's the head of the New Jersey Electric Vehicle Charging Club. He came here, he heard about what we did, so he came here and was plugged in. He happened to run into Amanda, his daughter, and Minority Leader Ken Rock that day. And he was like, oh my goodness, guys, you've done this. I came up to my club to make sure that this was real, that you had nine stations, and he was like, oh, this is like this cool, historic area, and I'm going to go over to the farmer's market now while I'm charging, and you guys have knocked it out of the park. Like, so this is proof positive that there are these people looking to come to
And help me with this. Isn't it also that
So, yes, it's from a tourism perspective, but it's also promoting an environmental shift that you cannot, that it may, in its purest sense from a legal perspective, not recite it because they didn't anticipate the changes that we're grappling with. You know, I feel like it shouldn't bind us. It should give us some flexibility to think outside the box on this. And to me, this a four-year study with data, looking at it, I mean, I think the worst case is let's look at the data regularly. If there's something that pops out that says, you know, then we'll get charging it. And I appreciate the fact that you didn't have time. So as far as I'm concerned, it shouldn't even be on the table until people have had a time to look at it. So let's not even vote on it. So I'd make the motion not to vote on this and to wait a month before we look at it.
Yeah, for me, like I said, to come in, and I like this whole idea about the charges. I think it's awesome. I think that's the way the country started to go and things of that nature to help our highway department and his fleet and that, but I know for me personally, this is a lot for me to vote on tonight. I mean, I'll tell you right now.
And the resolution. I don't even know what
the Chairman Perry put
forward.
I got a question for V and for Kathy. Now, did anybody contact like the controller's office at all?
Yes, absolutely.
To get an opinion?
I did.
And her opinion was what?
No, they will not. They have a new policy. They will not render an opinion.
Oh, right.
Once a policy has kind of started, what they would do, how they would do that was in an audit. I asked them for a written opinion. I asked the Attorney General for a written opinion. I believe we got a response in writing from the Attorney General saying they will not give an opinion. I won't say what the auditor said. The controller said off the record. But I did have an off the record conversation. And they said what would happen is they would do an audit and they would opine on it in an audit. But I did speak to both the Attorney General's office and the State Controller.
Hasn't Rochester had this in place for how many years?
Yeah.
How many audits have they
had? And we don't get audited just for this particular issue. It would be that they would come in and do an audit of the county's books, which they do infrequently. We know that. Okay. Unless there's some major issue like the Gale, which we all recall. And I think that's So this is cutting edge. This is something that, you know, the case law that I rely on doesn't talk about electric charging stations because there is no case law about that yet, okay? I'm confident that if we were, you know, we were challenged, that we would be successful in this. This is an incidental benefit, and if we start looking at just this issue, we need to start looking at other issues where we give away things to the public that we should. We have free parking in the courthouse and at our parks. I mean, those are things that we have to start looking at. We're opening a can of worms here.
We don't charge people to go into our parks now.
No, we don't charge people to go into our parks.
Okay. I'd like to end this now because we've got like seven more resolutions after this.
I made a motion. I'll second.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to see, Kevin, did you want to weigh in or what you
want to do? I'm done. I'm ready to move it till next month.
Okay, so I'll entertain a motion to move it to next month.
Motion made by Lynn.
Seconded by Nana.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? And we'll revisit this next month and get more of a time for the work thing. And this, you know, and I'm not trying to be a wise guy or upstanding, but this stuff coming in 4:30, 5 o'clock at the day of a meeting, it's hard. It's very, very hard. I mean, and I love when you just come because if you've got questions, but to come like you came tonight, I've got to listen to two lawyers debate and speak. You know, I'm a truck driver. I'm not a lawyer. I got to try to figure all this out. But we will address it next month for sure, and we'll have some kind of grip on this. I already know which way I think I'm leaning from what I heard tonight.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. 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 Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, maybe you will.
I've mentioned it. I had a conversation today with security, and I discussed it with Nettie and the personnel here. There's no way out of this office other than that front door. If there were a fire or an active shooter or anyone else, that door is locked.
That's a fire, that's a hazard.
So what security has suggested and everybody has suggested is that one of those panic bars, okay. You understand why they keep it locked. But in case of an emergency,
we can push from here in.
Especially, you know, we've been getting some very strange letters lately, and I'm not easily alarmed at all. We've been getting some very strange, kind of aggressive
pictures.
Lately, people are getting family court stuff and all that other stuff.
There's a panic bar in there, or whatever you call it, the push bar, and we all ran in there. Wouldn't the active shooter just follow us in, push his way into?
There's a problem. You have two ways out. There's a problem in that hallway. There's no way out. You're stuck.
Can I ask you? The issue is, I don't understand the issue.
You have to see
it. Do
we know?
No disrespect intended, but it is. I felt that for.
Oh, I totally agree with you.
But if there's a concern about privacy, make sure your cabinets are locked. And your doors are locked. So I don't understand why this can't be answered.
Something should have been done by now.
When they were on my
ass. Like right after 9/11, something should have been. That's the way it was getting home by the country.
Well,
it's cool. It's like the whole way out, you know, so they were not in your office.
Okay, moving on to the rest of our resolution. Okay, resolution number 390, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County Maximum Security Products Corporation Department of Public Works. What this is for is the slide bars at the Ulster County Jail.
Sally Port for
repairs and for putting some new ones in. Motion made by Kevin Roberts. Seconded by Legislator Warren. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Resolution number 431, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County Cornell Cooperative Extension Department of Public Works. This is for...
It's a fair one.
Culver, hollow culver, revenue funding for replacement of the mine hollow culver.
We're gonna do the work. The county's gonna do the work, and Cornell is gonna reimburse us for the material costs, which we anticipate to be about
$60,000. I'll move it, Mr. Chair. Okay, motion moved by Kevin Roberts, second by Peter Warren. All in favor?
Aye. And just so you know that Cornell is getting the money from the DEP. It's coming. It's the Ashokan Watershed Stream Management Program.
Mm-hmm. All right.
We'll have another one next month, I think.
Okay. Resolution number 433, amending capital project number 336, South Cup Corners Road, funding right-of-way acquisition phase, authorizing the county executive to execute agreements, see three certifications of reimbursement requests for federal aid on behalf of Mulch County with the New York State Department of Transportation, amending the 2015 capital fund budget, public works and highway bridges.
This is the preliminary design, and the right-of-way incidentals are done. This is the funding to actually acquire the rights-of-way that we may need there. I think one is the Sunoco station on that corner of South Putt in 299.
Yeah.
This is just a contract. This is to amend to add the revenue, which
right.
we received, I think it's supplement number 5 or something on this, to add the funding. We don't have, I don't think, an exact number on the acquisitions yet, but this is the anticipated amount.
I'll move it, Mr. Chair.
I'll second.
Okay. Motion made by Legislator Roberts, second by Legislator Archer. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Yeah, just one question. We're amending it. So did we have a different expectation or
no,
the number changed?
No. Normally what we do is we only fund the phases that the government is willing to give us the money for. So we had funded...
We established
the capital and put in the money for the right-of-way or the design, preliminary design, and the right-of-way incidentals. The next phase is to fund the actual money we're going to pay to the folks who are going to give us property.
Okay. Resolution number 435, amending capital project number 435.
Did we vote on that last one? I'm sorry.
Yes.
We did?
Yes.
Okay.
Building a better Ulster County infrastructure investment program rehabilitation of the Lake Mill Bridge, amending the 2015-2020 capital program Department of Public Works, Highway and Bridges.
Okay, so this amendment, Building Better Ulster County had a figure that was for all of the projects, and when this was the last project I think that we bid out, and we came in at, with the construction and the construction inspection, it came in at about $1.181 million, and it was budgeted for $1.25 million, so we're about 56 short. So Ed Pine is anticipating there may be some other small items asked to increase the $65,000. You should know that the overall, we call it V-Buck in the DPW, Building a Better Ulster County, that the Mount Marion Bridge was $300,000 under. So we thought that we could just move it into this, but Bert said we can't. We can move between, this actually should say the rehabilitation of Lakes Mills Bridge and Algerville Bridge, because there's two bridges on this project. I guess he only put it in for 445, that's correct. The other one was under. Algerville, they did them separately. Algerville was under and Lake Mills was a little over. So with the difference between the two of them, we were only short 56. So Bert said we couldn't move money from the Mount Marion Bridge to fund this project, so we had to actually just increase it. And he said he only bonds what we need. So it shouldn't make really any difference.
But just explain about the allegorical part. That's what I know.
Well, there's two capital projects, but we did them together. The same contractor did them both and separated the dollars.
Okay.
So the one was significantly over. And the resolution, you should know that the resolution that you folks adopted to fund these two projects allowed movement between the two projects. Not from another project, but between these two. So some of the money that we saved on Allegorville is now going into Lake Mills, and that's why
and this is the difference.
Right. brought, you know, I brought the folder in case you wanted the exact number. But kind of. How was it?
Legislator Archer, seconded by Legislator Warren. All in favor?
Thank
all
you.
Opposed? Motion carried. Number 437, amending capital project number 456, Ulster County Law Enforcement Center Lighting, Department of the Environment. It's just a change of lighting in the make it more efficient, save money at the Ulster County Jail. Okay. The only question I had on this one, so I see they're not voted upon for $5,000. Why would that be?
I don't know, it's Amanda's contract.
Oh.
I didn't have this in.
Oh, okay.
So I don't really
it's
know.
It's a good deal. It's a, you know, energy efficiency. I just don't.
What are they doing?
Such a small amount.
Don't they lump them all together anyway?
They might lump it all. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
She might have took that amount that it's actually costing out of where it's all of some in for a bond because you don't bond for $5,000, that's for sure. I'll move this one forward.
I'll second it.
Motion made by the chairman, seconded by Legislator Warren. All in favor?
Good.
All opposed?
Yeah, I'm going to be opposed to that just because of the amount of $5,000. I can't see bonding for $5,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't make sense. I mean, it's probably something else that you say.
I'm wondering if it's to increase the bonding that's already...
Doesn't say that.
Okay, so you're an L?
It's amending it, yeah, for an additional $5,000. It's the fifth whereas.
What was the original?
It's the amount of 12,000.
Well, it was 8,174.
Then it was amended, is that right? Yeah, this was an amendment.
To the 12,000.
To the 87,000.
Well, the 12,000 was to analyze the lighting and determine the how to make it more efficient. That's what it looked
that
like.
That was money already spent.
Yeah, that's what it appears to me. But
I don't.
I'm
not
familiar enough. Yeah, I.
Do we? If it's not an emergency, do we want to check it out and then...
Postpone?
Or even...
Get clarification on it.
Get clarification and meet, you know, 10 minutes before session or something.
I mean, do you have to bond?
Yeah,
then you got to call a meeting.
Yeah, public health.
You want to do it? You want to that important? Because I got a meeting that night.
With everything going on.
Before the meeting. I got my own meeting going on.
Oh, right.
Well, then public health is in favor.
Well, can we pass the pending clarification?
What's the clarification?
Of where this money...
The bond is $5,000.
What's the $5,000? Bond actually for and where is it from? Or is it, you know,
or is it increasing another,
right.
Something that's already...
You're only talking
five. Well, at this point, even if you had like $1 million bond and you got to increase it five more, it doesn't make sense. Go through all that paperwork and, you know, bond anticipation notes and everything.
So the other part of the project's already been bonded. And this is,
that's what, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, it's got to have some
sort
of... When are we all here again?
Session?
Was you guys meeting before session?
Yeah, the before session, right. Environmental.
All right.
I'm sure the kids that tonight, so that...
Well, we should have a quorum if you need to see tonight here, right?
Yeah.
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 Okay.
I have a hold up. I like that.
Yeah. Okay, can you get that clarified for us, and then we'll hold the meeting at 6:45.
I'd like to change my vote to a maybe.
We're going to pay for this until we get further.
What time are you scheduling this for?
What?
The meeting.
6:45.
What time is, well, we'll find out what time mine is scheduled for. I think mine is 6:45, though.
Yeah.
I know that the health committee wanted to have a special meeting, similar thing, and if you said that we're tight for time, wait till the next month then, just wait till the December meeting to vote on. I don't know if this is a voluntary session.
Okay. Okay. I mean, if time is not of the essence, what's the difference?
I don't know the answer to that. I would think that they would want to install before it got too cold, but
We'll stick to the
game plan.
We'll stick to the game plan of the 6:45 meeting tonight of the session.
I just have I want to know a technical thing. If Pete and I are at this other meeting and you guys vote, it's a quorum. It's the majority of whoever is in the room.
Yeah. Once the question is answered,
so it's not going to matter.
What's that?
Nothing. No, I know
the
building's getting
relighted.
Oh.
Well, we could start after 6:45. We just can't start before.
Right. Right. Okay. Resolution number 445. Amending the 2015 Ulster County budget to reimburse Town of Denning for flood mitigation work performed on Share Road in the wake of Hurricane Irene. Now, this resolution is put forth by John Perry, and I read through it. Basically, what happened here is that, according to, I don't know if you read the resolution.
Yes.
You did? Did you read it?
Okay.
What happened here, according to the resolution, that the county was supposed to do legwork for the town of Denning to get a grant to pay Baker Brothers is $25,000 for this work. The county fell short of getting the paperwork done in time. The grant didn't come through. The town of Denning had to pay for it out of their own budget. Mr. Parity is looking to do is have the county reimburse the town of Denning for the $25,000.
That's fine, but I have a couple of issues. One, I want to know why we didn't do it and who was responsible for it.
Okay, and two, I want to know, is that a county road, or is that a county road, do you know, that we're talking about? Did they do work for us on a county road that we were supposed to reimburse them for, or was that not a county road, and we're just shareholding us responsible because we didn't write a grant?
Is Clare Road a county road, or is
I don't know.
I would guess that it's a town road if the town had to pay Baker Brothers.
Right.
If they engaged Baker Brothers to do the work.
Right.
Then it must have been a town road. I wasn't so there.
Then the next issue is, if it was a town road, why are we responsible to write the grant? Even if we said we would help them, mm-hmm. and then we chose not to, why are we responsible?
I can find out if anybody in DPW knows. I don't know because
Was Dennis supposed to write it? Or somebody in his office? Those are questions that really need to be answered before I vote on this.
And if we do this, even Manna said, if we do this, what precedent are we setting for other towns?
Okay, so that is what I said. I don't know all the details, only what's here. Obviously, Mr. Perry is not here to explain it. So my suggestion is right now, we'll vote it down for this month, and if he feels that that's important, he can bring it back next month with an explanation.
That's fine.
I'd even be willing to put it off.
Yeah, I'd rather do that.
I would put it off.
I'll make a motion to move it to next month.
Okay.
Until we get the answers.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I don't want to vote to do something without having
all the facts.
Questions.
It's a lot of money. $25,000.
We're arguing over 60 cents per kilowatt hour. We're arguing over 60 cents per kilowatt hour, giving it away. Now the next resolution, we're going to pay them $25,000 for grants.
It aren't even the best man. I didn't have anything to do with us.
Yeah, I'd like to hear from the highway department, too, or whoever the imaginary grant writer was supposed to be. What happened?
Yeah.
We made a commitment that we would do it.
Well, that's my argument. Yeah. If the county made a mistake here, that they were committed to do something for this tax, and they didn't do it, and they got shafted out of the $25,000, I think the county should pay for it.
If we made a commitment, but if there was a something said, no, it's not even telling us who made the commitment.
Was there anything in writing between the two parties?
Right.
I mean,
and it's 4 years old almost at this point. Yeah.
For another month wouldn't matter.
Yeah. That's true. It's been 4 years. Take away another 30 days.
Did
you have anything before we wrap up?
I sent in some stuff about the parking lot.
Oh, yes, you did.
So I don't know if it's helpful. It's
thank
all
you.
We
I
have.
I appreciate that. Yep.
So I'll look into this, and I'll also find out about doing something about the door. Oh, that would be great.
Sure, I have to mount
this. Okay.
All right, Del Argonia Road in Route 4455. She had told us last time that she had met down there and something was done.
Are you still getting the claim?
Nothing was done.
That Joe would not tell him that it was taken care of before.
I don't know what he did, if he did anything.
I will find out.
And it appears that, you know, right now it's a better view only because
there's
of all this
dirt.
Right. I think some shrubs have to be moved or something at this point.
And you were going to check on the mirror for Clove Road?
The what?
The mirror for was it Clove Road or Rock Hill Road? Rock Hill Road. Remember we were saying it's such a dangerous curve?
I think we are prohibited from putting mirrors up like that.
I may have forgotten about it.
Yeah, that's okay. It's Rock Hill Road. It's that dangerous turn that everybody knows on 6. That
I just thought, now you're talking about the mirrors so you can see oncoming.
Because there's a hill and you can't really know the law.
That is actually, you get a hold of the New York, I've been through this in the town of Sorgan several times over the years. New York State Department of Transportation for
I think we talked about that,
right.
And the only thing that can be done is to redesign the road, and it's not going to happen. The other issue, the other resolution is we put a sign up that says no left turn, and you got to go another way. You know what I mean? I did talk to somebody, but I'm going to make sure it's the same road I'm following.
Oh,
yeah.
Of course you do, sir.
Yeah.
On the revenue budget worksheet report, they're up 2016, $35,000. We haven't even hit 2016. Budget department, that's it.
I don't know what you're looking at.
Oh, this is that spreadsheet that you gave.
Oh.
But,
we haven't hit 2016, that's fine.
They think that they're going to receive less in 2016 than they did in 2015, you have $47,000 for the income for the parking lot.
It might be because of the courthouse.
Well, it does, but that you have 10 months already received. So
for 15.
For 15, that's right. For 15.
How much do we have?
There's a difference of $17,000.
12. They feel like it's going to be reduced.
Oh, I'm sorry, 12. I'm sorry.
Yeah. They feel like it's going to be reduced. And that's just for... right
here for this problem here. 2016,
they're saying that you're not
going to
have as much usage.
And you
want to
know why we're anticipating less?
Yes.
Because
SIPCAR
came from down.
Oh, that's why.
Oh, yeah, I'm right at it. Yeah.
Okay. So you want to know why we're anticipating less?
This came from down?
Yes. This sheet. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But this says parking lots and garages. So mm-hmm. I don't know this, and then we have penciled in over here just 244. Do we have any other page off? I don't think we do, actually.
Not anymore. I don't think you used to have the courthouse, mm-hmm. but that's no longer paid.
Right. What was
the CRC's
year?
Not paid.
2014 actual 37. 2015 adopted. 2015 amended. So we don't have 2015. So they're going by this. You know what I'm saying? Where is the this is for three months, 96. So if you take that times four, you know, you're right in that neighborhood. We'd rather underestimate our revenue, I think, than overestimate our revenue. But if you see on the paperwork that I gave you for the 3 months of July to September, we're at 9,600. So if that's four times that, is in this neighborhood, more like this, but
can we take any of this funding and earmark it for a study, for a comprehensive plan on future parking? I think this all came up because they felt there wasn't adequate parking to begin with, and then they wanted to take away parking spots from individuals. And then we told that's how the electric spot came into play. And
yeah, this was because of when the chairman brought up.
And I had said, we should look at doing a comprehensive study on our parking. We have parking over across the street. We have parking over employees half of the time, 6 months.
Right, and you have some data parking that was
next 6 months, not the other half. We should be looking at our parking. We have an issue.
Mm-hmm.
And if this is revenue, and it's not, we should use this revenue that we're generating to do some sort of a study. And if $36,000 or $35,000 should be enough to do that study. Should actually be enough to do my study. And it's budget neutral because it's not costing the county anything to do it.
Well, I mean, we do have to pay to maintain the parking lots, and we have to pay the people to do the gatehouse and that.
Well, that's all right.
I'm just saying that it's not $36,000 of clear income.
Yeah, but we pay all employees. They're no different to me, they're no different than any other employee in the county.
Well, it is different because it comes from the parking lot fees are supposed to offset it.
Well, we got it taken. Say, hey, look at all right, but we still got to address the issue. So whether I get it out of there or I get it from somewhere else, anyway, the bottom line is, in order to do the study, we need to come up with the cash. That's the money.
How do we create a study? How do we recommend? What is the process? If we think, because you've mentioned several studies that, you know, and I don't know what the budget, because the budget comes from there.
Yeah, but we have a budget. Don't you know what your budget? We can hire someone.
We can hire someone to do it. For one of them, we just got to put it in the budget.
So maybe that's part of the budget.
Yeah, and it's a time while they're working on the budget. If we want to do it, we should put it in the budget as part of the budget.
Individually submit a...
So can we make a motion on behalf of this committee?
That's why I'm asking, like, DPW, whoever here, you've got buildings and grounds. Your people must have access. Ed Pine or somebody must have access to how much it would cost to do a comprehensive study on all the parking. We did a comprehensive study on all the buildings. Why don't we do one on all the parking?
Because it's been done before, you know?
Not with the parking, but I know the buildings were.
You're sure that there was none done for the parking?
Let me ask Brian.
And then we still have...
We just put it in, somebody would submit it as part of the budget process.
There's a form mm-hmm. for submitting right. whatever it is you want.
Which we'll all have at some point or at one point or another if we want to offer changes to the budget.
Right.
But if we're going to do something like that, we're going to do it as a full committee.
That was my next question. Do it as an entire highway and bridge committee.
Right.
capital projects, that would have more.
Yeah.
Right.
We don't take the lead on anything. Let's take the lead.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does anybody have anything else? If not, I'll ask for a motion to adjourn.
Sure, sir.
Archer, second by
Chief.
Yeah,
that's good.
All opposed?
Hey. Oh, I agree with you.